getting you ready for the 2010 season. Sirius NFL Radio's Training Camp Tour 2010. This is the Sirius Blitz. Here are your hosts, Adam Schein and Rich Gannon.
Rich, here he is, live at our set at Lambeau Field, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, Adam Schein, Rich Gannon, good to see you.
Good to be here, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Aaron, I got to ask you. I ask you this every year, so it's my first shot. I know each year you try and work on one or two things. Things that you look at from the year before and all the cut-ups and all the tape, and you say, hey, here's maybe one or two areas where I think I can get better. After all your study this offseason, what are those one or two areas that you've really kind of focused in on this offseason?
Well, you know, there's always a bunch of things that you take out of the tape when you watch it back in the offseason. And I'm blessed with a quarterback coach who has never let me be complacent. And Tom Clements does a great job of continuing to find ways to motivate me. And this season, you know, this offseason, we were critical of the tape and looked at a number of different things that he wanted me to improve on. I think, you know, we talked a lot about opening possessions in each of the halves. That's something that I think we did a little bit better job of, but we started slowly in a number of games, which really put us in a tough situation and where we had to, you know, really spread things out in the second half just to get back in the game. And that's one area we talked about as a quarterback, you know, being able to be precise and accurate from the first throw and not having, you know, a couple drives before you finally start settling in. And that's one thing we talked a lot about. Obviously, we talked about the sack issue and taking ownership for our part in that. And part of that is time clock, and part of that is realizing, when to drop it off and when to eat it and when to try and make a play. You know, I think he, as well as I and coach, you know, we understand my abilities outside the pocket and the things that I was able to do when the pocket broke down, but there's a fine line between trying to coach when to get rid of the ball and letting your player use his ability. So we talked a lot about that.
I love that answer. Now, in terms of implementation, is it simply studying the film? Is it the feel during offseason, then training camp? Or do you need to just experience that during a game?
I think it's just the experience in the game. You know, when there's a quick option right away, that's really not an issue. But when you're running a play where there's really not a quick go-to, if things break down, then you start to have that gray area of, okay, do I throw it away, or can I extend this thing a couple seconds and make a play? And that's a feel thing. You really just can't teach that. You either got that sense in the pocket, you have that time clock in your head, or you don't. And I was able to make some plays outside the pocket and had, you know, a number of rushing yards, but we also took some sacks. So I think it's the fine line between giving myself a quick option and then realizing when to eat it and when to throw it away.
You know, I get the sense that there was a lot of experimentation going on with the offensive line, certainly all last season in training camp, even at the beginning of the season, different groups in there. We're rotating centers around.
Right.
But this offseason, I get this, it's been different. I think there's more stability, and I think that will bode well for you as you head into this upcoming season. But just talk about the offensive line and where they're at right now as you get ready to start preseason Saturday night.
Well, I like the things we did at the end of last year. I think, bringing Mark Tauscher back was a big thing for us. And I know his leadership and his stability and consistency over at right tackle did a lot for us. I think Scotty Wells really took off as the leader of that offensive line. And unfortunately, it took an injury to Jason Spitz for that to happen. But Scott really had a great season for us and was probably our most consistent guy. Bringing Chad Clifton back, you know, gives us an anchor at left tackle for a few more years. And drafting his replacement, who's also going to compete for a spot, it looks like, really, I think, strengthens the depth we have at offensive line. I think the one thing we'd love to do this year is have five starters and five guys as their, you know, number one backups instead of, you know, Cliffy goes down, then we got to move DC over to left tackle, bring in left guard, or bring in right guard over left guard. You know, we just had to do too much switching where there was no continuity. And I think continuity is a very important thing in chemistry with those offensive linemen, not only in the pass game, mm-hmm. understanding what kind of set a guy takes, the calls and stuff, but in the run game. When you're running zone blocking schemes, different guys have different aiming points in that scheme, and having that continuity in the run game, which I think is important for us to establish early on. We've done a great job of running the football the last 3 years later in the season, but I think we've really struggled in the first, you know, 6, 7, 8 games really getting that established. So I think continuity as far as those guys up front is really going to help that.
JerMichael Finley, what could he mean to you, to the Packers offense this season?
Well, J-Mike is a Pro Bowl tight end, and I told him that when I got back from the Pro Bowl. I was fortunate enough to be able to be out there, number one, but also to work with Vernon Davis and Jason Witten, who are two very talented guys. Great athletes, great playmakers. But I called Jermichael when I got back, and I said, you're right there in that class.
Wow.
You're that kind of tight end. And he does things on the field for us that are incredible. I mean, like I was telling some buddies in the offseason, he's got me trained. He can put his hand up, and he knows I'm going to throw him the ball, and he's going to make a catch. But all jokes aside, he really has matured on and off the field. He gives us an extra dimension when he's out there because I think he and I've said this to the numerous reporters and when getting questions about the sack issue, when Jermichael Finley was on the field, I think there's a direct correlation to the number of sacks going down because it makes a defense make a tough decision. What are you going to do? You're going to put a safety or linebacker out there? That's a huge mismatch for us. You're going to put a corner out there, a number one corner? Well, then you got Donald and Greg on the other side, and we have a mismatch over there because I feel like we have a big-time stud, wide receiver slash tight end in Finley. We have two number ones. We have two number twos in Jordy and James. And Donald Lee, I think, has had a great spring as well. So we have a ton of playmakers on offense, and it's kind of pick your poison. If we can spread them out, it really makes the defense make a decision. If we come after you, we're going to get the ball out of our hand quick. If you play coverage, then we're going to dink and dunk you and get down the field. And having Jermichael on the field for that really cut down on the number of sacks and gave us a lot of production as well.
I think that relationship between the play caller and the quarterback is so important, and I know that you and Mike McCarthy are clearly on the same page, but you and I were just talking a few minutes ago about his strengths, and I think some of his strengths are his ability to listen and to take feedback, even constructive criticism. Just talk about how your relationship has evolved over the last couple of years with the play caller and just happens to be your head coach as well.
Well, I think Mike and I have really gotten a lot closer, and there's definitely a strong trust that's built up over the last couple of years. I think Mike's maybe greatest quality, besides his ability to take care of our bodies during the season, is that he listens. And he's great at allowing his assistant coaches to coach. And we have a great staff. We got guys who played in the league before. We got guys who've, I mean, my quarterback coach played in Canada, is a Hall of Famer in Canada, you know, phenomenal teacher of the game. We have former players. We have guys who've studied the position and understand how to coach it. He allows them input into what we're doing on both sides of the ball, I know. And that's a great quality for a coach, as well as I go up to his office on Tuesdays during the week, and we talk, and he allows me to have some input on what we're going to do with that game week, which is so important, and it builds such a strong connection between him and I, because if I know that he's listening to me and putting the stuff in that I want, then I'm gonna be able to trust him. And at the same time, you know, he calls a play in the huddle, and I am his number one fan of that play. And that's an important quality as a quarterback, is you need to believe in the system, believe in the play, because that's going to make your teammates believe in that play as well.
Aaron Rodgers live on the Sirius Blitz with Adam Schein and Rich Gannon as we broadcast live from Lambeau Field. You're not flying under the radar this year. A lot of people, certainly us included, thinking this could be a Super Bowl season for the Green Bay Packers. You're young, but you're very talented. Are you guys ready to deal with those expectations?
Well, honestly, we have those expectations in Green Bay, just playing, you know, for this fan base and this organization, the tradition that we have here. Anything less of being the final game, I know, is a disappointment to them and to us as well. And 32 teams start this preseason with the goal of being in Dallas in this season. But we really feel like with the kind of guys we have, the mix of young guys who have played or are expected to play this season and are going to play at a high level, we feel, and veteran guys who are still playing at a very high level, i.e. Charles Woodson, who had such an amazing year, and young guys like, you know, Clay Matthews, who had such a, you know, outstanding season, Jermichael Finley, Morgan Burnett, who's going to get a chance to play, mm-hmm. Sam Shields, who we saw in the Family Night Scrimmage, you know, who's probably going to be a guy who's going to get an opportunity for us, and then veteran guys, you know, who do their job, Donald Driver, Donald Lee, Ryan Grant, Mark Tauscher, Chad Clifton, Scott Wells. I like the mix of young and old and also the leadership that has really, I think, grown up here in the last couple of years.
Aaron, you learned and you had a chance to develop behind a guy that didn't miss a lot of games. And I think that the greatest compliment I can pay you is the fact you were sacked 50 times last year and you lined up and played every play. How important is that to you in terms of your legacy here as a quarterback in Green Bay to line up and play at a consistent level each and every week?
Well, that's number one, Rich. That really is. That's my goal. My number one goal every season is first and foremost to be available, to be on the field. As long as I can play at a level where I still give us the best chance to win at quarterback, then I feel like I should be on the field regardless of how my body feels. And there were times really in 08 where my body was hurting real bad. And, you know, I realized that as long as I, you know, could still go out there and be our best option at quarterback, I need to be on the field. And I feel like I got some respect for that from my teammates. But that's the most important thing is you need to be on the field, you need to be a leader, you need to be playing every snap. And that's something I take a lot of pride in. That's what I'm working towards when I go back to San Diego in the offseason for that 1 month and work my tail off. And I got to see a guy do it firsthand, the whole 08 offseason, being able to work with Drew Brees, I think was invaluable for me because he was the leader among leaders in that group. And it was fun to be able to see a guy who's had a ton of success and was in a Pro Bowl and to see how hard he worked. And then, you know, to be able to cheer him on as they won the Super Bowl was a pretty special thing. And I really learned a lot by watching him.
You know, that's interesting that you say that. I've never even heard you say that before. Earlier, I compared you to Drew Brees. I think that you guys have had similar paths. You've had to deal with adversity, deal with situations. You know, you've put up great numbers. I think the next step is to now win a championship like Drew. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that comparison with Drew Brees, what you like about him as a quarterback and as a leader.
Well, I that's a huge compliment to me to be compared to Drew because I have the utmost amount of respect for him as a man and as a player. As a man, he does it the right way. I mean, he's a talented leader. He's a good guy. He works his tail off. I mean, that's the thing, you know, and he's got an engaging personality. As a player, I love the way he moves in the pocket. I think I liken him to Tom Brady. He's not the most fleet of foot, so is Tom. But they have subtle movements in the pocket which allow them to change the angle, the launch angle of their throw, while still keeping the eyes downfield. And it's stuff that nobody else can do. And people do it close. You know, they can move a little bit. But Tom and Drew both have that innate ability to just slide in the pocket, subtle movements, stay on balance, stay on timing, stay on rhythm, and deliver the ball accurately. And Drew became one of five guys in NFL history to ever throw over 70%. I mean, that's incredible. That's you know, five guys, Sammy Baugh, Ken Anderson, Steve Young, Joe Montana, Drew Brees. I mean, that's an impressive list right there. And he had an incredible season, and I love watching him play. I love his passion. You can see it on the film sometimes, you know, disappointment in making a bad throw or, you know, upset about a route maybe or something. But he loves the game. He works his tail off, and he does it the right way.
Aaron, great stuff. Really appreciate the time. Thanks for coming to our set here at Lambeau Field. Thanks for always coming on the Sirius Blitz, and best of luck this season.
You bet, guys. Thanks a lot.
Aaron Rodgers with us here at Lambeau Field.